7:18 a.m. All-Star panelist Carol Swain is in studio with us. We are joined now on the Newsmaker line by State Representative Bob Ramsey. Good morning, Representative Ramsey.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Well, we're delighted to have you on. I believe this is the first time you've been on our program. Tell us a little bit about your background. You're from Maryville. You're a dentist. Tell us how long you've been serving in the state legislature.
I've been in public service for about 32 years, county commission, 20 years in Blount County, and then 14 years in the state representative from District 20.
Well, that's quite a long record of public service. You're also a dentist. Do you continue your practice while you serve in the state legislature?
I did serve the first maybe 5 or 6 years, but I retired about 7 years ago.
Did it get to be a little bit too much to do both?
Well, it did. It was quite a burden, and I'm 75 years old, so I was about the age that I needed to rest.
A spring chicken at 75.
Let's hope.
Glad you came on. Can you bring us the latest on, there's a bill that a group called Stand for Health Freedom, a couple bills that they were critical of that you were co-sponsor of. Can you bring us up to speed on, I guess one of their criticisms was that there was one bill that added the HPV vaccine to COVID-19 vaccines that dentists are authorized to administer, I guess, without parental consent under state law. Do we have that right? And have things changed on that particular bill?
Things have changed on the bill as far as its progress. This bill is the Tennessee Dental Association had brought it to me this year, and they had determined that they wanted to add HPV vaccine because probably 70% of oral cancers are caused by HPV viruses. There are several of them. And they wanted just to add that plus seasonal flu to the code that allowed them to give the COVID virus that we passed last year. That made it permanent that they could give the COVID virus immunization. All they wanted to do was add those other two. And when the way that bills like this work is agencies or institutions that are involved in the bill, which the Tennessee Medical Association would, because they had issue with the fact that the dentist would be able to give seasonal flu vaccine. So we were asked to amend the bill so that they would not oppose it, and so we took the seasonal flu out of it with an amendment, and so that's what was seen last Wednesday, I guess.
Yeah, and I think the issue that, and if you can help us kind of understand this, the issue that this group Stand for Health Freedom, the way they portrayed it, and I don't know if this is factually true or not, is that it gave dentists the authority to deliver HPV vaccines and COVID-19 vaccines to minors without parental approval. Was that right? And where does it stand currently?
It is not right. The interesting thing is that for 30 years there's been code in place to allow a specific group of healthcare providers to give diagnosis treatment to mature minors under the mature minor doctrine. Those treatments without parental consent. Now, the dentists are not in that code description. So with the bill that I had brought, there was no way that it even addressed changing that 30-year-old code so that dentists would be included in that. So under our practice authority today as dentists, we must have parental consent on everything. And the bill that I had did not change that. But when, and it's one of the issues of being a chairman is that most of your bills, or all of them, unless you request it, are put at the end of each calendar. So we have had about 3 weeks of meetings where we never got, to the end of the calendar, and so all those bills were kind of lumped together, but they were filed at different times. And so that's, I guess that's why it made it look like it had something to do with parental consent. But the bill, and I think it was, what, 2030? So the Tennessee Dental Association said, look, there's so much confusion. We have never, as long as I practice, and I practice 42 years, we have never been allowed to do anything without parental consent. And nobody wants to change that.
Yeah, I think the bill is 2032. Where is that bill right now?
And I was requested by the Tennessee Dental Association to take it off notice.
Okay, so that means it's not going to happen?
It is not going to happen.
Okay.
No. Well, that's good news.
That's Carol Swain, by the way, State Representative Ramsey. So Carol, I think, has another question for you.
Sure.
Well, it's a statement. You know, this whole thing about the COVID vaccines, and we know now from the numerous breakthrough cases, and there's every evidence that the vaccines have not worked and that they may actually be damaging people's bodies. Do you know if the state health departments are taking into consideration the data that's coming from all over the world about the vaccines and the harm that they're doing to people?
My understanding of the Department of Health is that they try to keep, I guess, the best communication possible with CDC and AMA and other folks that seem to gather, consolidate that information, and we try to go by their guidelines.
So, well, that's a problem.
Let me ask you, we got another 2 minutes here, State Representative Ramsey. Let me ask you a couple questions. Do you believe that the Tennessee General Assembly will pass Governor Bill Lee's request for a $500 million bond offering help the Titans build a covered stadium here in Nashville?
Do you mean, do I feel like my fellow legislators are amenable to that?
Or
do you think he will?
No,
I think he will maintain a request to do that. I am not aware of any of it. Of course, it was something, I guess, that hadn't been publicized for a long time. But I'm sure that we will have meetings and try to see in reference to the total budget what that one issue will mean to Tennessee. So I know folks are skeptical, and depending on what information we get and what we have to consider, that may be something we want to look into much deeper.
So you want more information on that before you decide if you're for or against it then?
Not being from Nashville, nobody asked my permission, let me say it that way.
Now that's a very good answer for somebody who's representing Maryville, Tennessee, which is not from Nashville, and it's hard to see what benefit your constituents would get from that. That's just my initial reaction to it, but I guess you'll have more. Will you come back and tell us more about that and the rest of your agenda?
I'll help any way I can.
State Representative Bob Ramsey, thanks so much for joining us today. Hope you have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, when we come back, it'll be time for Dr. K's Game Day Picks. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. She's Carol Swain.